future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on. This is not the world every boy and every girl envisioned. From the time we learned, we all were growing up.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 69. It's a, what is it, like Tuesday? Let's call it Tuesday. In the studio with me, myself, Joel Watson, hijinxandsue.com, Eli Luna, on loan from south of the border, and video games.
And Josh.
And playing the part of Josh. So unfitting that he's not here on episode 69, because that would be the one for him to shine. Because of the, gay stuff. Is Daniel...
I'll do my best.
Daniel
69. Let's go ahead and hit it hard right now.
Hit it hard right now.
Do gay 69.
Do gay 69.
Let's go to the phones.
Everyone does.
Go to the phones.
Everyone does.
I don't think so.
Everyone does at least once.
Birds don't.
They even fit together better than a man and a woman do with that thing.
But is that still...
Because there's no reach. There's no reach issue for the man if the woman's on top. It's all dangling. It's all ready to go.
Yeah, but it also means that little punching bag's getting
whatever.
Punched.
It's self-supporting, too. That's the best thing about a dick, is when it's on the top, it hangs just fine, and so there's no neck reach, but when it's on the bottom, it's self-supporting.
So if
it's a load-bearing structure.
If you go down a hill.
Potential title is a load-bearing structure.
Right.
Load.
As long as they maintain some good suction, then it's like one of those.
Suction.
They're just going to go downhill because it's like.
No, I see what you're saying. If
and
they were,
he's
if
there, and then they just
theoretically, because they can't see what you're doing with your hands, but theoretically, if they were to start the 69 in sort of a Cirque du Soleil position at the top of a hill,
they
and then they interlocked,
could
and they
finish,
would roll down.
They could finish by
in a Looney Tunes kind of world that would work. Yeah,
I think I want to call Josh now and ask him if would 69
just text him real quick
in. Down a hill.
Don't stop the timer, though. What? No, just ask him if gay 69 a lot. Is that a thing? Or is it frowned upon? And, of course, he would only have his limited experience.
I'm going to call him right now.
Don't call him.
I'm just going to call him.
Okay.
Put
he's
him
probably,
on speaker.
He's probably doing it right now.
Hang on.
I bet he didn't realize he missed episode 69.
Hello?
You son of a bitch. Hey. Hello?
What?
Can you hear this?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Just real quick, because we're recording. We're doing this live.
Okay.
Make sure he knows what episode it is.
Quick question. Yeah, this is episode 69.
Okay. Oh, goddammit.
The question is.
The password is.
Do gay 69 a lot?
Or just as much as everyone else.
Or just as much as... Do gays 69 a lot, or just as much as the average consumer at a Walmart?
Oh, wow. I'm
going
to...
Come on. It's a yes or no answer. Come on.
...than average consumer, but then you throw Walmart in there.
No, location's irrelevant. Don't confuse him.
Okay, Joel is, like, screeching in the background, but I can't... Him.
Tell him location's irrelevant. Stop
location,
confusing.
Don't worry about location. Just go ahead and give us a high volume yes or no.
Oh, absolutely. Why not? Why would you not do that?
So, but it's more than the average.
Right. So we're saying you are probably doing it more than the average, you know.
Cock gobbler.
Right. Your average, you know, Brad Pitt and Angelina.
Lady yeah. Cocksmith.
Well, I can't speak for Brad Pitt personally. But I can for Angelina, so
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Ask him if he has a cock in his mouth right
and
now.
And is it because, no, and then follow-up question.
Are you taking a break from a 69 right now?
I'm actually taking a break from a Call of Duty right now.
Okay.
So that's why he couldn't come.
On the toilet taking a dump.
No, but that's why he couldn't be at the show tonight. It's because of video games. That's great.
Right.
That's because he's fired.
Yeah.
Hey, well, one
let
more
him
question.
Go. No,
one,
let him go.
One more question.
Oh, goddammit.
If...
is it because it's a load-bearing structure?
If you were 69ing, down a hill.
Right.
Could you climax before reaching the bottom?
How big a hill are we talking?
Actually, I'm done with you. Hey, we'll talk to you later.
All right, later.
Okay. And we're done.
Okay. So he couldn't be on the show. There was literally a series of emails that ended with, I just can't make it. Just can't do it. Okay, Call of Duty. Okay, good. Call of Duty and dumps. That's great.
Hey, everybody's got a shit, man.
That's actually why I'm kind of pissed that we're running behind, because I need to get home to play Call of Duty.
Did something happen today?
It came out today.
Oh. Oh, I see. So priorities. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. No, I'm glad to hear about that. Is this the one that's like in the future with alien Nazis or something?
No.
Okay, I don't give a shit.
But it does have zombies in it.
Oh, this is the one with JFK that we talked about last time.
Yeah.
There are zombies.
Yeah, how am I supposed to have material if I can't go home to play my games?
Material for what? For a thing we already talked about? So anyway, Hijinks and Sue Podcast, episode 69. Again, joined by Eli Luna, Daniel Lashua, subbing for the apparently too busy for us, Josh.
Have I ever pointed out that Daniel looks like a very young...
James Taylor?
Don't say it.
Who?
You know what I'm going to say.
Are you going to give me the QT?
Yeah.
Ah, come
Who?
On.
Who? Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah.
No.
In the nose-mouth region.
No.
Face.
I think he looks like young James Taylor, especially when he had long
hair. The fact that he knew what I was about to say...
It's because
it
makes it true.
Yep. I get it a lot.
Only rocks solidifies.
Do you say fucking every third word?
Yeah.
I hate that guy. I couldn't even say I hate him without saying I fucking hate him. I like most of his movies, but I hate him as a person. He's one of the most annoying people alive.
He's also a terrible actor.
Yeah, no.
Terrible actor.
Yeah, no, he shouldn't be.
He's got his character. His Quentin character.
Exactly.
And the first time you saw it in like four rooms, you were like, oh, that's kind of an interesting guy.
Right. He makes M. Night look like fucking an Academy Award winning actor.
But M. Night doesn't mug for the camera. He just kind of, he's like.
He totally does.
This is the part where I'm in my movie, bye. And like Quentin Tarantino was like, fucking shit, cunt cocks. Cocks and motherfuckers, fucking bitches. Bitches and champagne. Champagne, bitches, cock, motherfucker. And you're like, are you done? Please tell me your scene is over.
Does he have a character, though? Or
that's his bit.
Is that like, is that how he is in real life?
That's how he is in real life.
That's
what's even worse.
See, but that's his bit, whereas M. Night is really like, all I know is they hate water.
Yeah.
And then drives away.
All of my movies are about water and also the air. Run away from the air. He's very anti-Earth. He's very anti-ecology.
You never had water. Hey, Shyamalan.
I'm Mark Wahlberg. We should probably run away from the wind. Because that's how wind works. Let's run. Did I ever tell you, we may have actually been like during the hiatus when I actually saw that movie. At like 4 o'clock in the morning during a bout of insomnia,
it's like
I watched.
Walking in on family members.
Go for it. 69ing down a hill. Sure, absolutely. All of my gay relatives 69ing down a hill. It's like a monster truck with just tires.
Yeah.
There's no body to it. It's just
four
bundles of flesh just rolling, just bombarding each other down a hill.
Or the grave digger.
It's like the Grave Digger
the
minus
grave
the truck.
Grave Digger Sunday. Can I get some reverb?
Yeah, hang on a second. Oh, you know what? We're on a
different. Oh, we're what? Sunday.
That's like a robot voice. Oh, that's
this
one.
What is that?
Hang on.
That's so wrong.
That was way wrong.
Boo. Come on.
Let's try this one.
How about now?
Sunday! Grave Digger! Homo Tire! Sunday! Grave Digger on the 69 with Bigfoot! Truck Sunday. Number 69, the Grave Digger! Oh yeah, Grave Digger!
With tires made out of cocks!
Oh, you didn't have it, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Never mind.
Sunday! Cock Tire!
Sunday!
Cock Tire!
Sunday!
Balls!
Saturday!
Not so many balls!
But then Sunday.
Sunday's got balls.
Sunday.
Cock tires.
Truckosaurus.
Cockosaurus. And truck a cock. It's truckus.
With special appearance by Corn Dogosaurus. Sunday.
It's Corn Dogosaurus versus Truckosaurus.
With the return of Jesus on Sunday.
Cocks and balls. Holy balls.
Sunday.
Anointed balls.
Stigmata cock.
Are we done?
No.
We're done.
Oh God.
I love that board.
I'm going to make my reverb list. Reverb is during Cox talk. in reference to Christ. I mean, trucks.
Thesaurus.
Jesus-a-saurus.
So, I actually saw that movie. It was like 4 in the morning, and I thought I was having a dream. I was like, this isn't happening. There's no way that The Happening is happening. This can't be a real movie.
It's happening.
I'm dying. It was like a near-death experience. I mean, there are so many points in that movie where everyone just kind of stands around and is like, I don't know what to do. What are we going to do? I don't know. Maybe we should run. And then there's a breeze and a tree. The leaves just kind of like tinkle, tinkle in the wind. Like, billy, billy, billy. And they're like, oh shit, it's the wind. And then they just start running.
He's so good at making average, not so bad actors be...
seem better?
No, seem...
in comparison?
Awful.
Well, the problem with Marky Mark is that he can be a good actor.
Yeah, The Departed.
He often chooses not to. He's good in Boogie Nights.
No, well, then you got to blame the director in
that
case.
He's fantastic in Boogie Nights. No, I think he was just phoning it in because he knew what he was in for. I mean, they literally, the standoff, the boss fight in that movie is barricading themselves in a shack and keeping wind from getting in under the door.
What movie is this?
The Happening.
I didn't see that.
Good. You're better off.
Signs was his, right?
Same thing.
Okay.
Replace Aliens and Water with Death Wind.
He did The Village too, right?
Sure.
Oh, man, The Village. FedEx the movie.
What?
Totally called that one.
I didn't get it. FedEx what?
Didn't like FedEx show up and say like, oh yeah, FedEx is here. And they're like, what? But it's 1859. Yeah. And it's like,
no, that's not what happened at all. And there was no FedEx in the movie.
For technology?
Nope. No, they did not deliver the internet. I got all your new iPhones here for the one Village Street?
I think that's how I imagined it ending where it's like...
Brother Jonas, there's a demon.
I have to, yeah.
A big white square demon with wheels made of gaze.
Like, do you see that arrow? Because I see it in the logo. And then you're like, now you can never unsee it.
Ah, damn it.
But, yeah, that's...
It's like the smile in Amazon. Maybe it also says A to Z.
Maybe that's how Alex and I were talking, because we saw the commercial
for it. Maybe
that
was a conversation I had with a guy that didn't actually happen in the movie.
I think we saw the commercial for it, and we're like, I bet you anything like a FedEx truck shows up. And he's like,
no.
You're living in the past, but it's now.
She hops over the fence, and then like a car drives by. That's
right.
It.
That's right.
And it's like,
and they're like, "Hey, I'm on my way to FedEx. Do you need a ride or what's up?"
Yeah, I don't know. He was a rapist. He picks her up, and it gets bad. It turns into that movie, Monster. After that, but yeah, he I heard a lot of people saying that in the theater when they saw the trailer for Devil, they were like, ooh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Devil in the Elevator? Sure. From the mind of M. Night Shyamalan. And then the whole theater was like, oh.
And it happened when I saw it. I forget what we were watching.
Again.
We were watching something. And
this
it was like M. Night. And the whole, like half the theater was like, oh, like you're passing a stone or
from
something.
From the mind of M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah. That's called getting Shyamalan'd.
Yeah.
Getting shammed on. The Shyamalan? So,
The Shyamalan wow.
So today, tonight.
Shyamalan.
This time. This episode 69. We're going to do geek news. We're going to talk about Woodstock Dallas, which was just epic. If we have time. Yeah, you go ahead and make as much noise with that as possible. If we have time, I had realized that during our hiatus, I actually got a letter from prison that I thought I might share with you. If we have time. And then we'll be doing the mail sack and the calls. And the mail sack. And I'll have some more mail sack challenges for you.
We'll say it.
That was just a little cock tease. We'll be right back.
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 69. Joel Watson, Eli Luna, and Daniel Lashua subbing for the oh-so-busy with Call of Duty, Josh Jeffcoat. So we're going to do something we haven't done for the last two, what have we done? Three? We've done three episodes, I think, since we've been back. Why are we still doing this? Anyway, We've done three episodes since we've been back, and we have not done the sort of quick geek news. I'm not so sure if we will always do this, but I'd kind of like to give it a whirl and see what happens.
That's a huge mistake.
So, you know, listeners to the Uncut show and the Post show, Vault subscribers, will know about our interview with Blubberella from Uwe Boll's hit new film.
I didn't hear any feedback on that.
Blubberella. I didn't either.
Probably didn't go over very well then.
I would imagine that no one actually heard it. But if you would like to hear it, it's in the vault. The trailer came out for that.
Does the audio match up?
It does. It's the same. It's actually identical. The trailer for Blubberella came out. You know what? It looks like it was shot on a handy cam. And there's a big fat girl with swords. And that's about it.
That, fucking hot.
A giant Russian or Russian German. Russian or no, Russian? Why do I keep saying Russian?
Well, at the same time,
German.
At
German?
The same time that he's making Blood Rain, which is also about Nazis and vampires, he's making Blubberella. There's a Blood Rain 3,
right?
Which is unnecessary.
Hey, I work for the company that made that.
The game, sure. The movie, not so much.
No, not at all.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And the
weren't people suing him for their money back because his shit sucks so bad?
I hope so.
I think so. I think there was like some sort of lawsuit.
So yeah, seek out the trailer for fucking Blubberella. And in the whole only thing I saw, first of all, I couldn't make it through the trailer. It was like a minute and a half. I made it like a good 45 seconds. I definitely did not make it through the whole thing. She's kind of looking for a sandwich the whole time. She's probably, what, 4'50" and change.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. Depending on height. I mean, if she was really short, maybe she's 3'50".
Come on. Everybody throw in $5 and listen to the exclusive interview with Blubberella.
And she'll jump on a guy and kill him with her girth.
Yeah.
And then look for a sandwich over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
Maybe. She actually smothers him with her fat.
I wonder when that movie's coming out. Yeah.
Nice.
I wonder when that comes out. Maybe we'll do a follow-up interview after that.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, wait, after it's a hit, we probably won't be able to get her on, so we should probably get her pretty soon. Week before last, we talked about The House That Drips Blood on Alex.
Yeah.
Forgot to mention that they must have been doing, I think they had a Google alert for their movie title. Because they contacted me via Twitter saying, thank you for talking about our movie. I doubt very seriously they listened to the podcast and heard what I actually had to say about
it. Not a chance.
Even though it was a hardcore recommendation.
It was.
It turns out...
Thank you, Jesus!
This is good news for everyone. HouseThatDripsBlood.com, the movie is streamable right now.
No.
Really?
And we should probably watch it after this is over. It's only like 15 minutes.
I don't know if I want to.
Okay, it's amazing.
I'm there.
It's absolutely amazing. It's phenomenal.
I don't want to do that. With,
how are they going to make millions if they give it away for free?
That's, you know what? That's the thing I deal with.
They're following the Radiohead method.
They're called Studio 8 Films or Studio 8 something or other. HouseThatDripsBlood.com. I think they're like Twitter/Studio 8 or something like that. I don't know. But it, man, oh man.
Is that the same group that did Birdemic? No. No, that's Severin.
No, but sure. Why not? Do we have anything else on the... you know what? The reason I can't find my news is because I'm looking in the wrong spot completely.
Nice. Did you read or did you see the news about the missile that got launched?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Will Wheaton says it was Hank Scorpio.
Scorpio! I wanted to believe that it was...
Wait, tell the news because I didn't hear it.
A fucking missile shot off of California, like somewhere off the coast, and no one knows who. No one's saying who.
Like a straight-up missile, not like a...
As in, like, it launched like, from us, as in we
it
launched
looks like,
it?
No, it looks like it was from a ship, I think.
Well,
right?
Yeah. So the little thing that I saw, they showed footage from a helicopter, like the traffic cam.
Because
They said, I think it was dusk of yesterday, maybe?
Yeah, it's like the sky's orange with the trail through it.
It's not like a bottle rocket. It's like a straight up like a space shuttle kind of shit.
Yeah,
you know,
like
when
an ICBM type situation.
Right.
Where did it go?
Nobody knows.
Well, I'm sure someone knows, but not being told.
So that thing launches, and everybody's like, so mystery missile is launched. And then the best part is the one that I saw, news report from, because it was near San Francisco, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in some guy who was like an ex-defense, worked for the defense department, whatever, and he's like, He's just analyzing, like, in his house, in his, like, chair, he's analyzing the video. He's talking about how, like, yep, that's a missile. And he's like, that could be, like, probably, that could have been launched from a sub or something. He's like, I don't want to say, because this is just my opinion, but I'm just saying, this could be a strength of Obama. This could be Obama showing the strength of the United States to other countries. And I'm like, seriously, dude? Yeah, that's how we do it.
No, you know what it was?
Because
Obamacare.
Yeah, they put
because we didn't have random stray missiles before fucking socialism.
I want to believe that if that was near San Francisco, I'm blaming the Mythbusters that they took probably they went to Costco and said, "How many Mentos do you have?"
And like six pallets of Diet Coke.
Where's your Diet Coke?
45 pallets of Mentos.
Because
six
I bet you that we're gonna in about 6 months we're gonna see raw footage of like a handheld cam, like on a flip cam. Yeah. And they've got the thing like in a little container. They're like giggling.
Jamie's like, "Oh shit, I don't wear a fuck now."
Well, no, it's like you know this should you know whatever takes off there, and then that's one of those videos where you hear the guy behind the camera go like, "I didn't really think it was gonna be that big."
Yeah.
Like,
That's a shock. Conan O'Brien, new show came out last night. Started last night. It's also tonight. Higher than expected ratings. He beat Leno, Letterman, Stewart, and Colbert. But I'm wondering if that's just first time.
Of course it's just first time.
You know. But you didn't see it, so I thought you were going to watch it, so we can't talk
about
it.
It doesn't matter. I guess the point being is, like, his upside is that he is, like, I'm totally going to watch a 10 o'clock show that I don't have to worry about.
Well, you know what's interesting?
Boring news for the lead-in.
Since TBS doesn't have anything else going on, really,
yeah.
They run Conan Lopez, Conan Lopez, Conan Lopez, like three times in a row.
Yeah.
So you can sort of watch it whenever the fuck you want.
Why the hell not?
Even if you don't DVR it for some reason, you can... I tuned in. The opening sequence was phenomenal. They did a short movie about how he got fired from NBC, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, I don't care. You're not spoiling anything.
And the band is called Jimmy Vivino and the Basic Cable Orchestra, yeah. Or Basic Cable Band. I think that's funny. Same problem plagues his show that plagues every other late night talk show. It's funny until the guest comes out.
All that matters, right?
The scripted banter between Conan and fucking Seth Rogen was just not interesting. And it just can't be. Seth Rogen's like, ha, 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 Conan. Weed. He talks about weed for like 5 seconds, and then Conan's like, "So you're getting married. You don't seem like a very romantic guy. How did you propose?" And I'm like, "This is just so fucking scripted." And he tells his proposal story. And
that's what's going to be great, I think, or I hope. Seeing that it's on TBS, they have the ability to change up late night talk if they want, because it's not like,
well, look, the monologue
not really competing with like Leno and Letterman anymore.
They are because they both, are, the, but both of their ratings are in the shitter. They might as well be on cable.
Half of his show will be over by the time that they get started.
The monologue is solid. The
that's all that matters.
The sketches,
first 30 minutes.
The skits were solid. I cannot imagine watching that show past 30 minutes. There's no way.
I never did when he was on regular.
Though he did cable. Play, apparently he recorded an album with Jack White. And Jack White was the musical guest. And they played together. It was weird. Conan's got a good voice, but he seemed nervous. And so he was doing kind of a, kind of like that, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Like, he had that kind of like honky-tonk voice, you know? And it was weird. He seemed very nervous about playing guitar with Jack White. I don't know why, but it was good. Also, Jack White's like a normal-sized dude, and Conan's like 13 feet tall.
Yeah.
So.
No, this is true.
Though, one thing that was really funny is they did find that in the store, there was a Conan O'Brien Halloween mask. But since they can't call it a Conan O'Brien Halloween mask, the title was ex-talk show host. So him and Andy wore those for a while. Oh, yeah, and Andy's back on the couch, which I think is awesome.
The whole time?
Yeah.
That's good.
Andy's got his spot back. I think that's fantastic. I was very happy about that. Harrison Ford says George Lucas is already working on the new Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, duh. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, we already know that.
You don't want to share anything?
No.
No opinions?
Nope.
Tron,
not at all.
Tron TV series, animated TV series about Tron based on the new movie is going to be on Disney next year. Hmm. Elijah Wood's doing one of the voices.
It's going to be on Disney?
I think he's the voice of the internet or something.
If it's on Disney.
You know what's actually
of
sucks?
Of course, it has to be on Disney, though. Because...
Disney XD. Well, Disney owns Tron, but second of all, Disney XD, their like teenage channel, the cartoons are good. Like, their Spider-Man was fantastic.
Huh. Yeah, gross. I don't know. If it was like the original Clone Wars that was on Cartoon Network, maybe, but I doubt it.
Did you see that Bruce Wayne half came out of the closet as Batman in the comics?
In the comics? You mean the cartoon?
Comics. He's returned from his time-traveling adventures. You know, he's been lost in time for like 1,000 years. I don't even know how or why. So he's back. And he comes back and he comes out and says, I'm the financier of Batman. I'm Batman's paycheck. That's why he can afford all this shit. And I'm taking the franchise global. So there's going to be like a Chinese Batman, like an Italian Batman.
Yeah, but we already had that, so...
How? When?
There is an Italian Batman.
There is? In the comics?
Oh, no. There's El just
Batman-o.
A movie. There's just a movie with a fat dude running around as Batman. I'm just saying. Just saying.
There's probably like a Bollywood Batman, I would imagine.
Yeah, there probably is that, too.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you when I saw The Nightmare on Elm Street Bollywood?
We watched it together.
Oh, that's right. You were there. I tried to wash that out of my head.
Yeah, The Nightmare on Elm Street Bollywood version was less Nightmare on Elm Street and more any Bollywood movie. And then occasionally Freddy would show up and dance.
Right. And then there were some snakes and the... Like someone was propositioned, or was that rape?
No, it was a lot of rape. We learned a lot about mid-80s Indian culture. Apparently, it's super okay to rape a lady. Like, just crazy okay.
And it's even better when you save her from being raped.
And then rape
and
her.
And then rape
her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
No, but there was... What's the element that we're missing? There was something that we realized that was... It wasn't just the rape aspect of that. It was... Oh, yes, that there were roving rape gangs everywhere, and it was super normal. Like, a lady's walking down the street, like, 10 guys surround her and start trying to tear her clothes off, and then they kind of dance a little bit, too, and then kind of rape her a little bit and kind of dance. And when she gets away, she's like, those guys are so mean.
Those pesky kids.
Those crazy rapists. That roving gang of rapists.
So where does Freddy Krueger fall into all this?
Occasionally,
is he the one doing the raping?
No, he shows up and dances every once in a while. He does manage to murder, like, two girls. That's about it.
Barely. I think he really just bores them to death.
Yeah. He dances them to death.
Yeah, because we were, like, in fast-forward mode for probably 3/4 of that thing.
We got into about 30 minutes through, we were
like... It's like 6 hours long.
At one point, they seemed to be in college, and the people in the college seemed to range in age from, like, 7 to 40. Like, in the class.
Nice. That is how it is over there.
They're wearing, like, gold tiger sweaters. It was pretty awful.
It's a uniform.
It was one of those that wasn't so bad, it was good. It was so bad that we had to watch almost all of it on fast forward. Like, as soon as people would start dancing, it's like, bang, 20 minute. And it would be like 5 minutes of fast forward time to get through a dance number, which is like 35 minutes of dancing.
It's like when you're watching a porno and you just skip through the porn scenes. You just want to see the really bad acting that is hilarious and... No, it's just mostly a lot of bad porn.
Did you hear about the Cook's Source magazine debacle?
What?
There's this little magazine that no one's ever heard of called Cook's Source, and they lifted an article right off of somebody's food blog, like with recipes. It was like recipes from like late 18th century or early 19th century or something like that, and they just lifted the article straight off. And when the person contacted them, the editor responds with, "Honestly, Monica, the web is considered public domain, in quotes, and you should be happy we didn't just lift your whole article and put someone else's name on it. If you took offense and you're that unhappy, I'm sorry, but you as a professional should know that the article we used, written by you, was in very bad need of editing and is much better now than it was originally. It'll work now well for your portfolio. For that reason, I have a bit of a difficult time with your request for monetary gain. We put some time into rewrites. You should compensate us." So,
this lady
just decides the internet's free game. Everything's hers. Tells the lady, "Fuck you, give me money." And then the internet jumped on them and destroyed them. And then it turns out that's how they populate their entire magazine, is by stealing things off the internet. And she seems to think it's totally cool.
That sounds I'm going to look at the cover now because I want to say that maybe something that Denise gets.
What's the magazine called again?
Cook's Source.
Cook's Source.
And
Cook's or Cooking Source?
Cook's Source. Cook's Source. Their Facebook page is fantastic right now because there are thousands and thousands of comments about what dick bags they are.
And it's a print publication, right?
I don't know. Huh. I have no idea. The lady's name is Judith Griggs.
That's the editor?
Yeah. Sounds like a bitch.
Sounds like somebody that Murtaugh dated.
An A-Team? Who's Murtaugh?
Who is Murtaugh?
The guy from Lethal Weapon.
Oh, Murtaugh. He's crazy. I'm too old for his shit. Are you looking it up?
I just want to see the cover. Oh, and of course it shows up with Cooking Source Scandal.
Yeah, they have a fake Twitter account at Cook's Source. The most recent thing says, things have died down since last week, but you're welcome to ask us any questions you haven't stolen from the internet. That's pretty good.
Wow,
so,
it's everywhere.
So we'll be back with talk about The Walking Dead Episode 2 and Woodstock Dallas right after this.
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on.
At this point in the show, I want to mention the donation drive to keep the Hijinks and Sue podcast alive. Check out Hijinks and Sue, podcast.hijinksandsue.com/donations. You can make a donation, a recurring donation of $5, $10, $15, or $20 a month. Any of those counts towards our goal of 300 subscribers by the end of the year to keep the podcast alive and free. So check that out. We're at last month, or last show, we were at like 111. This one, we're probably at around 100. There weren't that many, maybe 115, 120, somewhere in that area. So please check that out. Please consider supporting the show if you enjoy it and you want to see it going. For your donation subscription, you do get access to the vault. You'll get access to all premium content, including, thank you, post shows and uncut episodes of the podcast. Right now we're at like minute 30, but the uncut show is at over an hour at this point. So if you like additional content and a between the segments banter, by all means, please donate, or just click the donate button on the podcast website.
I made a huge mistake.
Why was that like that? Did you put two of them together?
I don't know.
What'd you do? So read the comment from the Cook's Source Facebook page that you just read to me.
So there were two of them. Monica was the girl they stole from.
Honestly, so, Monica.
Yeah, honestly, Monica. So people on Facebook are going in and posting stuff, and this one says, but honestly, Monica, you are a traitor and a member of the Rebel Alliance. Some of these are really good. Like, there's quite a few. It just goes on and on. Everybody is jumping in with the, but honestly, Monica.
Yeah, no, that's one could
have, yeah, no one could have predicted that Wade Phillips was getting fired.
So we're going to talk real quick about Walking Dead Episode 2. Now, Walking Dead has only aired two episodes. Did you know it's only a six episode season?
Time.
After two episodes, the ratings were so good, they've already been picked up for season two. And season two will be twice the size at 13 episodes.
There are only six episodes?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They're all on the internet.
I'm depressed.
They're already leaked? They're all leaked?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know that.
A lot of people at work, they were like, so did you watch it? And I was like, there's only been one episode.
And they're like, the whole thing, bro. It's on the internet.
Yeah, they're like, the whole thing's been floating around for a while now. I was like, oh, wow. But even then, they had, what did they have, 50 million people watch?
Well, I'm sure the nerds you work with do not count for a large part of the Nielsen demographic audience.
Right. Yeah.
People like Josh don't count when it comes to ratings.
Yeah, I stole episode two. So.
I thought you said you were buying it off of Amazon.
I bought the first one on Amazon, and then I realized it was fucking free on Hulu, and I didn't have to.
That's not stole.
No, so the first episode wasn't stole. So the second one, I thought, well...
That's not stole, though. Hulu's not stolen.
Right, right.
Wait, they hit it on Amazon?
So on the first one...
Box hole or whatever.
I paid for it on
Fat
Amazon.
Fat Box. I think it's called Fat Box. or Tight Snatch. Amazon Tight Snatch is what it's called.
So I paid for it on Amazon.
Yeah.
It was free on Hulu.
How much was it? Like a dollar?
$4. $2.99.
Whoa! Hold them up.
Okay, so then I
That's
said...
That's expensive. For so 42 then, minutes worth of entertainment?
Right. Well,
that better come with a hand job.
An hour and 8 minutes.
But... Oh, the first episode. Mm-hmm. Sure, right.
So then when the second episode came out, I thought, well, I paid for the first one and I didn't have to. So I should be able to steal the second one and be morally clean.
So yeah, sure, whatever.
So I stole the second one.
But Hulu's not stealing. They get... It gets counted.
Hulu only gets one episode. They won't get the rest.
Oh, okay.
So you, the second one I stole.
I see.
Right.
I see.
Lame.
Internet police should be converging on our location.
At $3
now.
An episode. Amazon
needs to... That, we're
that
doing
is
this
insane.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy that this season will only cost me $18, but come the
Why
fuck
did you
on.
Do that?
Well, I only
that was
bought
dumb.
One. I only
that
bought
was
one.
Stupid.
Wait, is, well, but when you think about it, $18 for an entire season, I mean...
$18 for a 6-episode season.
That's like a half and half.
That is dicks.
It would be $36 for a regular size season.
That's ridiculous.
For a regular, like, a full, like, release.
Yeah, for like a 12 or 13 episode season. You're
that's
looking at about,
oh,
that's
no, I was talking about something else.
That's cock-diculous.
I was talking about full release, you know.
Full release, sure. Like the thing with the tires.
With the 69.
Double gaze, yeah.
Right. I had a full
double gaze tires. Steel-belted double gaze tires.
Right.
Okay. So we all saw episode 2, except for you. You didn't see it?
No,
you
did.
You did. Okay. Have you seen it?
I saw it before you did.
But did you watch it? Mm?
I actually helped to write it.
Okay. I was interested. Spoilers, potential spoilers, if you're, you know, whatever, if you care about that sort of thing. But hey, it's on the internet. Go watch it. The racist that they left for dead.
Yeah, who the fuck is that? The actor.
He looked familiar, didn't he?
Yeah.
Look up racist
Dude,
guy.
That's what's his face from Mallrats and.
From Mallrats, that's where.
Oh,
he's
the
fucking
cop, the security
yeah.
guard.
No, the dad.
No, the dad. That's what I meant. The dad.
Dude, that guy's
with
been
the
in
fucking
tons
stink
of movies.
Palm.
Oh, the television producer. Mm-hmm.
Television
dad.
Producer dad.
Oh wow.
That you see his ass when he's
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that guy's been like everything.
Fuck him in an uncomfortable place.
Yeah.
So,
back
sure, absolutely. he was super racist.
Thank you, Kevin
yeah.
Smith.
Yeah.
Why was it such a big deal that the guy could not get him the key to the handcuffs when there was obviously a bag of tools about 4 feet away? He could have been like, oh shit, I lost the key to the handcuffs. Here's a hacksaw. Hey, work on it. See you later, buddy. And they still could have run and left him there.
Because he wanted an excuse to leave him.
But he didn't drop the key on purpose.
Right.
No, but he still wanted an excuse
but
to leave
once
him.
He did, he was like, that's a valid reason. I tried. Goodbye.
Yeah, but then we find out at the end of the episode that his brother's back at their camp. I mean, that's...
Whose brother?
The racist. Oh, no, that was in the preview for next week.
Right.
Oh, yeah, his brother is back at their camp. So his brother's like, you left my fucking brother, cocksuckers. And then I'm like, well, you got to kill that guy too now.
Yeah.
You should just walk up and shoot him right in the head.
Okay, so Mexico...
You can't have racism in a survival situation. There was like 4 black people and like 2 Mexicans.
Right.
There's no, they're not going to be copacetic with 2 militant white supremacists in their midst.
They I didn't need to get cut, why they didn't just fucking kill
no,
him. Right
cut bait.
Yeah.
Cut bait right now. That guy's not helping the situation.
Okay, this part I wasn't clear about. The 2 that are fucking?
Yes.
That woman is the cop's
the
wife
of the cop, and he doesn't even know she's
alive
yet.
And that's his partner, right?
So here's a question that I have. Okay. And this is, again, this is super inside baseball for anybody that hasn't watched the show, but it's good, so you should be watching it. It's your own fault if
you're
you
not, you're a cock.
Yeah, you're kind of you're like a zombie cock face. Yeah. So he.
Cock tire.
How long could he have possibly been under with no medical care?
Right? And no food, no IV.
Well, he wouldn't have had food,
he had an
but
IV.
He would have. He would, IVs
it wasn't
don't
working.
Last that long.
Right.
An IV
no
bag.
Power.
Yeah, an IV bag will drip through you gravity alone in about 4 hours.
Okay, well then you're asking the wrong question. The question is, how fast can an outbreak actually like turn into a full blown outbreak?
It's very obviously been at least a month. It has to have been a month,
right?
Because those first 2 dudes, the son and the dad, that were boarded up, they didn't do that.
Yeah,
in
but
last
that doesn't
week.
That doesn't or, mean that doesn't mean that the place was operating during the outbreak. And then in the last week, everything went to shit.
It's possible the hospital, it's possible the hospital was still semi-operational, but there's no way he was alone for more than 3 days, or he would have dehydrated and died.
It could have gone a week.
No. Your body can't survive without water for more than 3 days.
Right.
Well, if he was leading up to...
There's no way around that.
And when the cop brought him the flowers, there was no indication of panic or absurdity.
Yeah.
It was like, as though life was fine
anyway, bro,
when he brought him those flowers.
I'm going to miss you and all, but there's all these zombies chewing on my ankles,
right,
so I got to go.
Yeah,
like
but again, you have to go under the premise.
The
of,
nurse comes in and he's like, nurse, I think he needs some more.
Another one of these bitches.
But even with as much like internet information we have now, if there was like a flu outbreak like in Costa Rica, none of the three of us in this room would know what's going on. And it turns out it's a
the
zombie
flu,
outbreak.
Hang on, the flu doesn't turn you into a zombie.
I'm just saying. If something
little
was,
medical discrepancy there.
Even if there was something like
if
like
there were
zombie
zombies
outbreak,
in a cave in but, Argentina, I'm pretty sure the internet would know about it.
Right,
like
best
tomorrow.
Case, 2 weeks.
No,
best
but,
case.
And
that dude is a fucking cock for fucking that guy's
no,
wife
because,
after
no,
10 weeks.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Right. Now, here's my point. I'm going to start saying they were probably already fucking.
No, yeah, they were.
They were totally.
Because
they absolutely were.
There is no way she went, well, into the world, I got to get me some dick.
Put it in me.
Yeah,
right.
Let's
no,
go.
No, they absolutely were.
Let's make
were.
A cock tire.
You're the last viable specimen for this 69
yeah,
situation.
You're not going to invest in that unless it's a long-term investment. You
it's
know?
You or that guy that's from that other movie on top of the fucking RV. What the hell is his name?
Oh, the old guy?
Yeah.
Oh, from Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Now, listen, am I the only one that thinks that the partner cop that she's screwing looks like a young Lou Ferrigno?
He does.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like, any minute he's yeah. going, you're not going to like me when I'm angry.
You're not going to like me when I'm a cock tired.
You better fuck my cock. Hey.
And what was up with the graphicness of that fucking sex scene?
They were ready
that
to
flip
fuck.
That bitch over in all night.
They were getting violent
well,
in the dirt.
Good
you know,
God.
It's AMC.
And
well,
this
I guess
is another
you do
problem.
The fuck you want an AMC.
At what
anal,
point?
Anal misogynistic.
Now, okay. So, at what point during
community?
At what point during zombie outbreak do you go? Let's go into the woods without a gun or any kind of weapon. Let's take all of our clothes off. Fuck like crazy, and we should be fine. We're gonna be fine.
What else you have to lose?
We're gonna be fine.
But there are other options for getting your rocks off. Like we could do a quickie. We don't have to get fucking naked.
Well, yeah, or they could be like, guys, we're gonna be in the RV for right. 15 minutes.
Leave us alone.
Don't come in the RV.
We will.
Or
come in the RV.
We're gonna come in the RV. Don't come in the RV. And they're all looking through the portal windows like, oh yeah.
It's passing the 20s.
Cinemax stopped working 2 weeks ago. I gotta get it wherever I can.
I don't know. I think it's definitely the show. What makes the show interesting is like they haven't reached full threshold zombie outbreak that like murdering a dude.
I would beg to differ based on the look
no,
of Atlanta.
No, not.
Oh, you mean in the mindset of the people?
Right.
I gotcha.
Like where it's like, hey, racist guy, we could just blow his head off. Like, you know, what does it really matter? But they
he
still
was ready.
Yeah, he was. Fucking
but they
ready.
Haven't
he
reached
was pretty fucking ready.
And that black guy in the first episode was ready to kill. The
no,
cop.
No, some of them have, but not all of them have fully
yeah.
accepted it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's what makes the show interesting because they're gonna hold us all up to that. Like he's not gonna do it. He's not gonna do it. And then it's gonna be that one episode. He's not gonna poof in the air and be like,
yeah.
"Fuck!
Oh, yeah. That dude totally did that."
Also, the guy, the main guy, Rick, he looks like Viggo Mortensen from
what?
Did you watch that Always Sunny?
That,
where they talk about Viggo Mortensen,
oh,
called him
yeah.
Viggo Mortensen.
No.
Anyway, he looks like Viggo. Viggo, the Carpathian.
Maybe. The Asian guy looks like Short Round, but older.
Old Short Round?
Yeah.
Old Short Round?
That's like every that's like every Asian.
OSR.
They all look like Short Round.
They all look the same.
I don't support that.
You do.
But I'm winking at
you. You do because you're... You're allowing. You didn't edit this part.
Audio wise, I don't support it, but I am waiting
right.
at you.
But since you didn't edit
you.
It out,
I hear what you're saying.
You're totally behind it.
All white people look like Viggo Mortensen.
Right.
All Asian guys look like Short Round.
And we all look like Cheech Martin.
Yeah. Marin. Is Cheech Martin Steve Martin's brother? His
yes.
Mexican brother?
Yeah.
Hey, wild and crazy guy.
What the fuck?
Mexican Steve Martin? I don't know. Steve Marin?
Yes. Steve Marin.
He plays a banjo, but he wears a sombrero. Yeah. So anyway, you should be watching Walking Dead if you're not. It seems pretty fantastic.
It's only going to get better.
And it's like one headshot every 3 minutes.
So. There's a nice ratio of talking to zombie headshots.
Yeah.
They seem to be upping the headshot blood output from episode one to episode two. There was a lot more splatter. Also, that guy, the main guy, Rick... He is apparently a pistol robot. Because every time he fires his gun, it's a perfect headshot. Fucking he plays amazing. A lot of House of the Dead.
Yeah.
Every single time. Bang, bang. Headshot, dude, headshot.
He's a cop that lives in the South.
They don't ask like,
right.
You know how fast you're going? I don't know. Bang. Headshot. Every time. So, you get a DWZ driving while zombie, or I don't know. Never mind. What was the other thing we were going to talk about? We were going to talk about Woodstock, Dallas. So we all went to the Woodstock, Dallas celebration. For those that don't know, Woodstock is a sort of I believe they describe it as like a geek vaudeville nerd church.
Vaudeville.
That works.
Yeah. Nerdville. It's basically just Nerdville. It's a show put on by Adam Savage from Mythbusters, Pollen Storm from Pollen Storm, and Will Wheaton from the internet put together a series of, they're basically concerts, but they typically involve videos and comedy and other things. And in this particular installment, Will Wheaton wasn't available for this leg of the tour, so we had comedian Paul F. Tompkins, who is one of my favorites, playing the part of Will Wheaton and doing some stand-up at the show.
God, he was awesome.
He was fantastic.
Yeah. He was awesome because he had no fucking idea what was going on.
Yeah, he told me that line before the show about, I was like, what are you going to do for all these nerds? You know, I know you're not really, I mean, I know you like some sci-fi, but you're not really a nerd. He's like, it's like Han Solo and Chewbacca. It's like, I can understand when they speak, but I cannot speak their language. And I was like, that's a pretty good way to put it, because yeah. for the uninitiated, you know, a Woodstock show is the kind of place where you can get away with like the most specific geek references ever, and the whole crowd goes wild. And
yeah, it's like having a IRC chat,
kinda,
but live. And they actually made reference to that because they were like, they turn on the house lights. They're like, everybody look around you, and there's like, there's the internet.
Yeah,
like
this is the internet. Basically.
This is exactly what the internet is.
And there's a guy in the front row twittering, and they're like, this is how you know. That guy's twittering, and we're okay with it.
At most of the shows, they put up the Twitter feed on the screens, but they came and asked him to do that, and the house said they couldn't do it for some reason. So that kind of sucked. But he said most of the time, though, people just put, like, balls in it just to see it go up on the screen.
Yeah.
Like, balls, pound Woodstock, balls.
I have a story. Remind me after. I'll tell you.
You can't tell it on the air?
It knocks a friend of yours pretty bad.
Who? Who? Oh, you don't say her last name.
Oh.
Then why'd you say who?
Shit. 47 minutes. I mean, I haven't spoken to her since she left Dallas.
Oh, well, if you don't care.
I've spoken to her in like 10 years.
Yeah.
Tell me the story.
Okay, so I'm there to see...
is this about Woodstock?
No, it's about the Granada and their feed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
So I'm there to see the Hold Steady, and she happened to
don't
be there.
Don't say the first or last name again. I'll probably block both
okay.
of them.
Okay, all right. So I'm there to see the Hold Steady, and she was there too, and she happens to be in a band. So the whole time, she's spamming that feed with advertisements for her band.
What?
And I didn't know it was her because I can't see the pictures. They're so small in the feed. But everyone in the room is getting pissed off.
That is
and
shady.
Finally, I squint my eyes, and I'm like, I know who the fuck that is.
That shit is shady.
And I sent her a DM on Twitter, like, knock that shit off.
That is super shady.
Super shady. It's awful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, even though I haven't spoken to her in 10 years, I'll continue not to.
Right?
Because of that.
Fucker.
I was going to call her tonight,
yeah.
Except I don't have her phone number. I'm not now. That is just despicable.
I know.
God damn.
We didn't tell us what you did there because we didn't... We just got general admission tickets.
All right, so if you don't know Pollen Storm, go to pollenstorm.com or Twitter at Pollen Storm. They are sort of a comedy music duo. It's not parodies as much as just original comedy songs. And I'm a big fan of theirs. And every time I see them, either at one of their own shows or at a Jonathan Coulton show or at Comic-Con San Diego, I typically am just giving them clothing. So we're sort of always exchanging swag. And it got to the point where you would hardly ever see Storm not wearing the Groverfield shirt. Store.hijinkstitute.com, Groverfield shirt. So... the last time I talked to him, I was like, hey, you're coming to Woodstock, Dallas, blah, blah, blah. Let me know if I can help. And they said, give me some clothes. Give me an Edward shirt, and we'll see if we can get you backstage. I was like, fuck yeah. So I got there like an hour and a half early, and basically just got to sit around and shoot the shit with Adam Savage for like most of that time, which was fucking mind-blowing. It was bizarre. He was on his laptop looking up Hulu clips of the new black dude on SNL that does a really good Denzel impression.
Yeah.
And cracking up at those and then like calling everybody over to look at him. And he was just instant like rapport. Like he just instantly starts talking about anything with anybody with no like, you know, are you cool enough to talk to me? That kind of shit. I mean, you wouldn't expect him to act like that.
I would.
But immediately you're geeking out about the same stuff.
Oh, he and I are good friends. We go way back. He responded to one of my Twitters.
Oh, good, good, good.
So
good.
We're like,
good. Well, I'm sitting there and he's like, I was giving shirts to other people that had asked for them for the show. And he saw the Sci-Fi shirt and he goes, hang on, this is yours? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, hang on a second. And he pulls out his phone and he's like, uh-huh. All right, let me get a picture of it. All right. Okay. All right, do you know the show Big Bang Theory? And I was like, yeah. He goes, okay, well, the guy that makes it, Bill Prady, he's one of my friends. Yeah, he wants one for the show. It's like, okay.
Fucking rad.
Sure. He goes, yeah, email me. We'll get it to him. Okay. Like, all right. I mean, he's really super cool.
So, like,
dude.
A character on the show might wear the shirt.
Yeah, they wear a lot of webcomic shirts on that show.
You should have countered with like, hang on one second, you're on that show, MythBusters.
Yeah.
my friend
Eli likes your show,
and he wants to know if you really blow up a Mexican if just like burrito juice just comes out.
No,
did you guys do that?
We already tested that. What was funny is at no point did anyone now they had all been touring for a long time,
burrito
so I'm
juice.
Sure they got rid of all of their questions early on, but no one ever said anything about MythBusters. Never came up. He makes fun of Jamie pretty much constantly, and then he goes, "Oh, you guys,
awesome.
You guys have got to see this. This guy sent me this picture of the email said, look, my daughter, she's 7 years old. She's a huge fan of MythBusters. It's, you know, it's really getting her into science, and I think it's just a really positive influence on her life. And we both watch it together, and we bond over it. We love you guys." Anyway, she drew this picture of you and Jamie, and I thought you would really enjoy it. And so he's looking for it, and he's like, oh, fuck, here it is. He pulls it up, and it's a it's Adam getting fucked in the ass by Jamie. Adam has tits, and Jamie is saying, "Mom, who wants the mustache ride?"
Wow.
So let it be known that if you email something like that to Adam Savage or put it on their forum, it'll probably end up on his MacBook Pro. And he'll be showing it to people backstage at concerts.
He's such a dirty, dirty man.
Man, it was awesome.
It was awesome.
Do you remember a lot of people wouldn't expect it, but Adam Savage kind of tells sort of stand-up-y stories as part of his act. And the one that I really enjoyed was the one about Jamie and Angelina Jolie. He said a long time ago they had heard that about that article where Billy Bob Thornton got quoted saying, you know, you might have to be married to the finest woman in the world, and fucking her's like fucking a sofa, you know? And everyone thought that was about Angelina Jolie being bad in bed. He said he was reading that, and Jamie goes, if my sofa looked like Angelina Jolie, I'd fuck it. I love that came out of his walrused face.
I know.
But the show was fantastic. My wife and I only saw about a third of it because we just kind of stayed backstage the whole time. But got to hang out with Paul F. Tompkins, and I got to spoil the end of Lost for him. That was nice.
Aww.
Well, he asked me to. We were talking about Lost, and he was like, I'm only up through season 3. And we're like, stop. Everyone's like, just fucking stop. Just don't. You're fine. You're fine where you are. He's like, they're in cages right now. I stop. Stay with them in cages. They're eating fish biscuits. Stop there. Back away. Back away from the DVDs. And we basically just went through the whole end of Lost and the purgatory and all of that. And the look on his face was priceless. It was just this, like, there is no Santa Claus. It's all a lie. Look.
I feel bad for him.
Just broke his heart.
Oh, no, I don't.
It was awesome.
It's like knowing how you're going to die in the future.
Ruined his cock tire.
Yeah. Deflated his cock tire. Doesn't make any sense at all.
No. Nope.
But
he had to pull out the other wheels.
If you get a chance to see Paul F. Tompkins, oh, my God, please do. He is a fantastic. He doesn't do any jokes. He just does stories, and the stories are phenomenal.
Yeah, he's a great storyteller.
And if you get a chance to see the last season of Lost, don't.
Don't. Now back out of that. Just back away. What else? Oh, when you were talking about the drummer playing the tiny drum kit, It's the drummer from Presidents of the United States of America, which is crazy awesome because
Jason
Finn?
Finn, that's right.
Because I was learning their songs when I was like 14, you know, or like 15. And we got to hang out with him for like a couple hours too. And Molly Lewis, Molly23 on Twitter.
She's so cute.
She's really good. She let me play her ukulele. That was very nice of her.
She let you play it?
Yeah.
That's cute.
I'd never played a good one before. I'd only played this crappy one. And we talked about ukuleles and whatnot. But you should also definitely check out her stuff. I don't know if she has an album for sale. I think most of her songs are just on Twitter or on YouTube.
Yep.
I don't think she's actually put out a proper album yet, but I could be wrong about that. And yeah, Jason Finn just kind of backed up whoever needed drums, but he plays this like tiny miniaturized drum
set. It's a kid drum set. It literally is. They replaced it. It looks like they replaced it with just like legit like
heads.
Drum heads.
And cymbals and stuff.
Well, probably... it looked like the snare and the little two crash or splash cymbals were legit.
The bass drum definitely wasn't.
Like no, bass drum.
No, it was a teensy tiny. But he played those with the Presidents too, because their deal was having stripped down instruments. So they both played guitars. One of them had three guitar strings. One of them had two bass strings. And
yeah, it was like a Costco drum kit.
And he had a little tiny drum kit. And we were talking about stage about how you know if you got to be a drummer, that's the way to go. And he said, "Nah, if you got to be a drummer, play harmonica. Because carton drums around sucks, no matter how small they are." It's like, that's what I tell people when they ask me how to be a better drummer. Like, get a fucking harmonica. And then,
He was always amped up, like, wired. Even after the show, we were talking to him out back, and he was like, just go, go, go.
Steptoe was there, too, from Xbox Live. Did you know of him earlier, previously? Steptoe from Xbox Live?
I didn't know who he was. I thought he was making that shit up.
No, he's like a celebrity among the Xbox Live community, but it's funny because
he's the enforcer.
He's like the band hammer.
Yeah.
Of Xbox Live.
He's that guy.
But he's been with Microsoft for 15 years. And
well, not consecutively. If I looked at his bio right, it looks like he left.
Oh.
After... Because he left to go do something else and then came back when Xbox Live like had really picked up.
Well, he'd been heavily involved with like the Kinect launch and all that, which I thought was funny because you're working on that kind of shit right now too anyway. So, but he had he's got a book coming out that it's sort of about his like 15 years with Microsoft and all the weirdness of Xbox. And...
Yeah, I'm actually really interested in that now.
Well, if I you know, can get one for you, I'll try. But
I'd say I'd give him a game that I've worked on, but
he'd probably get it for free anyway. Microsoft, yeah.
So. The best part was him reading his book on an iPad.
Yeah, except that the other thing was that book that the big bound leather Necronomicon that he brought out was actually had the rules the. Like, you know, sacred...
I'm sure it does.
Xbox Live rules in it. But it was a handmade book, and it was like 45 pounds. It was
honest. I mean, it was actually what was in there with...
Yeah.
Wow.
The stuff that he read out of it was like was actually in that book. He said either a fan or an employee made it for him.
I'm sure it was a fan.
I just assumed it was some lame prop and he had a piece of paper in there that he was reading.
That thing was awesome.
Wow.
That
was pretty cool. And, There was a lot of stuff they were signing backstage to auction off for Child's Play, and one of them was
the movie.
Yeah,
what is Child's Play?
I mean, I didn't know the movie wasn't that bad of a shame.
It's a video game charity.
Oh, okay.
And so, one of them was this Frankenstein pig bank, Franken pig, and everyone had signed it, and they gave it to me to sign it, and I'm like, I'm not, you know, with this thing, and they're like, oh, the guys from Rooster Teeth signed it, and I'm like, oh, there's a fucking comic. If they can do it, I can do it. So. I drew a butthole on him, and then right below the butthole, I wrote my name, but the W lined up to where it was balls, basically. So it looks like, and so that's Steptoe good. Was there, and I was like, no, look, the butthole's a butthole, but my name is my name. And he's like, that's going on Twitter. But the butthole is a butthole, but my name is my name. So anyway, fun time. If there's ever, I'm sure there'll be more Wootstocks next year. And if it comes to your town, you should do what you got to do to get there. We're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we are going to take your mail sack questions. We are going to listen to maybe some of your phone calls. I don't know. I don't know if we even have any new ones
we'll
this week.
Talk about that.
And maybe that's it. I don't know.
Thank you, Jesus!
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on.
Hijinks and Sue Podcast, episode 69. We're about an hour in, so we've got about 20-30 minutes left. We're going to take your calls, and we're going to listen to your... Wait, hang on. We're going to take your questions in the mail sack and listen to some of your calls, and I have a new challenge for you for the call-in. And listen, there's a couple of things we wanted to do, but I don't think we're going to get to them this week. I wanted to talk about the guy in a prison who sent me a letter. It's basically a freelance request for me to draw his comic.
Give us a little tease, and then we'll follow this up next
week. He sent me a script.
It's called a cliffhanger.
He sent me a script and character bios and some rough sketches for a comic he's been developing in prison. And I believe he assumed I would be for hire.
Did he tell you what he was in prison for?
He did not.
Okay,
but I looked him up.
That needs to be a follow-up.
I looked him up, and it killed somebody.
Okay, sweet. So, yeah, let's do this.
He's a murderer.
Ooh, so let's talk about this next week when Josh is here.
I never responded, but I will go over some of what he sent me. I almost feel bad throwing it out there, because, I mean, he did create it, but he did send it to me. So, I don't know.
Wait, was it good?
Let's not have iTunes in
prison.
Was
it good? Was it bad? Tune in next week to find out if this comic was good.
Hopefully we'll get around
to it. I like
to
think it was good, because I don't want to get murdered.
We also wanted to quickly, as an initiation, because Daniel's now been officially on two episodes of the podcast. One of the things that we did early on is we talked a lot about our past horrible jobs. And as part of your podcast initiation, Daniel, I'd like to hear about your worst job. First of all, what do you do now?
I am a consultant for a... Exactly.
You're a cock.
Consultant for a large
tire. I'm a bottom on a 69 gay tire.
Right.
Unless we're rolling, then I'm on top.
I'm the guy
bottom.
That collects the spooge that comes out of the cock tire.
Spooge collector,
right,
sure.
Right, spooge collector, sure. Cock tire.
Yeah, cock tire, spooge collector.
But back when my work was more interesting, I worked as a support for CompuServe.
Okay. Was this at Stream?
That was at Stream International, yep. Yep, way
back
in the day.
I bet there's plenty of people listening to this who worked for Stream.
I'm sure. I mean, people all the time, hey, you work for Stream too? It's like a rite of passage.
I almost worked there several times, and yeah. The fact that I didn't is shocking. Shocking.
I was there, I don't know, a good 5 years maybe.
I knew people that worked there where they would get a call, and their screen would say, you're supporting a vacuum, and then the next call would be like, you're supporting a toaster.
Yep.
The next call would be like, you're supporting RAM.
Yep.
The next call is like CD-ROM. Mm. Flat iron. Toaster again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just go with it.
Sure.
But the worst part of what they made me do was they realized I was good, I guess, at diffusing bad situations. So they put me on what was called the irate line.
The irate line. That's actually what they called it.
Right. So you are a regular agent. You're talking to a customer. That customer is pissed off.
As soon as they say cocksucker, it gets transferred to you.
You say, please hold, ma'am, and you route them to me. You got it. So the first 15 minutes of every call.
Cocksucker!
Right.
Oh, hang on. Beep, boop, boop, beep.
And yeah, so the first 10 or 15 minutes of every call that came to me was, you know, mean
screaming
things about my mom. Yeah. And
now, in all fairness, I've met your mom.
Right, well, fair enough.
In all fairness, it's a bit of a battle axe, yep. All I'm saying.
Exactly. The only perk was we were allowed a break after every call. So,
like a smoke break?
Right.
You could go do a couple of shots.
I started smoking with that job.
Really?
I did, yep.
So what kind of calls did you get besides,
just
you know?
People pissed off because we charged them 10 extra bucks and they would scream for 15 minutes. And at the end I would say, so do you want a $10 credit? And it's done. Have a nice day. Like, it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a hard job. I
did
had lots of authority.
You? Did
no,
it get to you?
Not at all.
So you were mostly dealing with his phone calls.
Right. It was basically. Joe Watson every
time. I stopped
time.
Doing that. I stopped doing that a long time ago. But yes, I would have been one of those guys.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
No, I don't do that anymore.
But we were assholes.
Much more mellow.
We charged every customer for something called floppy shots, which back in the day it was...
Floppy shots.
Right.
This is in some way related to the tires from earlier.
Yeah, obviously. No, you took pictures
Hang
with
on.
Your...
We're going to catch it. Let's catch the floppy shot.
All right. Ooh.
All right. Ooh,
and
yeah.
Here.
Floppy shot. Can you go for another? Yeah, I can do another. Okay, let's do another. Another floppy shot? Oh, yeah. I can go all fucking day.
Wait, I want to know what a
floppy
shot is.
All day.
Because I want floppy shot.
I can go all day without getting hard. That's the opposite of really good porn. You can suck my cock. Never gets hard.
You're fucking hired.
You get floppy shots.
You
floppy
can,
shots four.
You can helicopter.
The softening.
You can helicopter all day.
There's your title.
We'll think about that. Floppy shots for
with a vengeance. Softening. Oh, the softening.
Yeah. No, that's a pretty good job because it's not. You just got to look like a stud, but never get hard.
I want floppy shot on a t-shirt now. So what?
You want me to floppy shot on your t-shirt?
Yeah.
I guess that's you have to ejaculate without ever getting hard.
Oh God!
So it's just kind of like blood.
Wow.
This took a bad turn.
Yeah, a horrible turn. I think we're back in Walking Dead territory.
We are.
That's like zombie porn is floppy shots. Uh-oh. It might be all rigor mortis, though.
That's good.
You think zombies do it?
No.
Give us some privacy. They just kind of nibble on each other's brains while they're doing it.
They just fuck all the open wounds.
Yeah. There's a hole.
That's going to be a mess. But it would make for a great gangbang.
Well, they meet one of those girls that's, you know, like only a torso, and then just go to town.
Oh, man.
How many dicks can we fit in here?
70. And a lot of them aren't even attached to anybody.
Yeah. How many dicks are already in there?
Yeah, I mean, we've got...
Be easy to have that break off in there.
Yeah, no, I mean, you could just go from corpse to corpse and grab a bunch of dicks and just cram them in there.
Pretty much.
Dicks. Let me tell you something.
So what are we talking about? Floppy dicks?
I can do a shit ton of coke.
What was a floppy dick?
You can bring in a fluffer. I never get hard. Never. Floppy shots all day. Italian? I can do 15 takes in a row floppy shot every time. I don't know what we
did. Thanks, Carl.
I'm not even sure what we invented there.
Whatever it was, it's brilliant.
Floppy shots.
Fucking put it on a t-shirt.
Floppy shots on t-shirt. So wait, what's a floppy dick?
So the opposite of a fluffer, it would
what
be
is
like
it really?
A,
yeah, what is a floppy dick?
I don't know if I want to know.
It's a nearly it ruin the mystery. Come up
no, like you know, they bring in a fluffer when the guy gets soft, but for a floppy shot film, they bring in like a girl with a hammer and she just bangs your dick with a hammer.
I guess so.
If it gets too hard. Like, oh, gotta have floppy
shots.
She's
like, do you want the hammer or the lighter?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Man, I talked about how something on Twitter, I was like, doing that would be like setting your own dick on fire. It's just a bad idea or something like that. And then, like, somebody responded with, like, actually.
Oh, God.
We're kind of into that.
Are you into that?
Put a match head out on your dick, and I'm like, nah, no, stop.
We do the
way delete, delete.
Are you into that? And do you live in Minnesota?
Yeah, delete, 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 delete. No dick match heads. Daniel, what is the floppy balls? What is that?
It was just you take the film out of your camera, because nobody had digital cameras, and you mail it to them. And they send you a floppy disk back with your pictures on it.
Really?
Yeah.
But you were charged for that service even if you didn't use it?
Well, that's what we did on accident. We charged every user $20. It was a scam because it's $20 for every user. We had over a million users. We just got a $20 million loan.
Holy
like
shit.
For free.
And then, like, you know, only a certain percentage
right.
would ask for their money back.
Even if they all did, we just earned interest on $20 million for a month.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing. It's a
How
scam.
Are you getting that business?
Right?
We should Floppy shots.
We should do that with HE subscribers.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we're going to charge you for future content.
Unfortunately, I have no way of upping the subscriptions without their consent.
Fucking PayPal.
Believe me, if I did.
Gotta be all moral.
If I did, I'd take what I can get and get out. Like how much, like when I did the last book and I had like $15,000 sitting in my bank account and I had to, and then I had to give it all to a book company from the pre-orders. I'm like, how long could I make it on this 15 grand? 3 months, 4 months, 5 months?
Is that enough time? Mexico?
Is that enough time to reestablish in a different country?
Hola, es soy Joe Watson.
No.
And, you get replaced by some guy who works.
Hola, I want Joel Watson. Yes. You're really bad at being a Mexican. You're bad at that. That's not a great job to have.
I've made a huge mistake.
One of my many customer service jobs, I had a guy... an installation, the guy just didn't show up. I don't know why. And it was a Saturday, and only one guy worked on Saturday. So every single call came to one person. This guy called, and after 30 minutes of irate screaming, I just had the phone down. I'd pick it up every once in a while, making sure he was still screaming. I finally was like, are you enjoying this? What? And I was like, are you getting a lot out of this? I mean, you just need someone to scream at? Maybe your wife's not home. You got no one to scream at? You motherfucker! I'm like, no, just let it out, buddy. Let it all out. Let it out. I got nothing to do. I said, look, it's Saturday. I got to be here till 4. You just scream all you want. Your installer, there's no way he's coming. It's not going to happen. But you scream at me all you want. Just let it out. Just let it out. And then I started thinking, if I wasn't really the only person there, I probably couldn't have done that. But I mean, there was literally, I opened the place, I turned on the lights, I made the coffee, I was there by myself, I closed the place. If it was like a real job with like managers where calls get monitored and shit, you get fired for that.
Right.
But I was just gonna give him shit the whole time.
We walked a guy out. He was, I guess he had a customer about like yours, and he took his headset off. He was so pissed. And he threw it in his desk drawer. He started slamming his desk drawer, screaming, "You're in the penalty box, motherfucker."
You're in the penalty box?
And I walked around the corner.
The guy's still on the phone, and he's physically putting the headset in the penalty box.
And I walk around the corner, and I'm like,
oh, I'm sticking my headset up my ass.
Yep.
How's that smell, dick?
Maybe he was talking to a Canadian.
You never know.
He could have been. Jesus. Let's go to the mail.
We'll do the mail. One time, I had a guy call back who had just been a complete fucking moron. And another guy gets him and goes, "Hey, this is Stevenson, your customer." I go, "I cannot talk to that guy. He's a fucking idiot." Yes, sir. Uh-huh. No, you heard him? Oh, okay, good. All right. All right, Stevenson's on hold for you. I had to apologize to him. "No, sir, you're not a fucking idiot." And I was like, "You kind of are. I mean, you're really, this is, believe me, if you've been hearing this from my side, you're a fucking moron. But, you know, not quite ready to leave this job." So go ahead and play the mail sack theme.
Oh,
no.
That one.
The real one. So much.
So I have
that,
audio.
You know what that gives me? Floppy shots.
It does.
Yeah. I'm not hard, but I just screamed all over myself.
Floppy shots in 3D?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I just...
Level.
Floppy shots, 3D.
I just ruined my pants.
I have audio from a listener.
Explain this to me. Explain to me what happened. What prompted someone to send you audio?
Just listening to older podcasts.
Okay, so this is not going to make sense to someone who just started listening.
No, won't make sense. But for you classic listeners, this should be good.
Okay. Go ahead. What? What?
Wait.
Oh shit!
This is my new ringtone, by the way. Or will be.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's amazing.
That is
fucking
awesome.
Amazing. Who did that?
What's his name? I guess, I don't know how you pronounce that Twitter name. Toplin.
Arces. Or Arsis. Yeah, he's
or
a long
Arsis
he's
or...
a long time.
Yeah.
Fancy bastard. He's an original FB.
Really well done.
Jesus Christ. Send that to me. I don't know why he didn't send that to me. He just sent it to you.
Because.
Send it to me.
I'm more popular.
Send it to me.
Secretly, I am more popular.
Whatever it is that you're not doing, just
people
do it. Send it to me right now.
People tune in for me.
Jesus Christ.
Really.
That was amazing.
That was good.
I got a floppy shot.
That also, that double floppy shot.
I hope everybody listening got a floppy shot.
Floppy shots for all.
That one.
That, well, you know, for a lady, it's
floppy
like
shots
always a floppy
all
shot.
Around.
Unless it's like a tight floppy shot, but you know, it's usually a floppy
like
shot.
Like a queef.
So, thank you. That was fantastic. Thank you so much. That also further illustrates how you've always been saying that wrong.
Whatever.
I think the quote Eli thought it would be was, "Hobbit, get off the road."
Yeah.
He said that for like 3 years, and then it was... Yeah.
What, it was move hobbits, get off
it's
the
move,
road?
Move hobbits, get out. It's very clearly move hobbits, get out the way. Yeah. So one thing that we asked for, and we did a little bit of it last time, was for the nerd arbitration segment of our call-ins and or podcast. I've decided we should go ahead and roll that in with Nerd Judge, the character created on the Hijinks and Sue comic strip. The judge that arbitrates using, you know, geek lore as precedent. Nerd Judge struck again. It was actually a different judge, but the concept is the same. In Texas, a guy used Wrath of Khan to help him make a ruling based on the needs of the many outweighing the needs of the few line from Wrath of Khan.
Nice.
That was read in court. It was in the official documents. It was insane. So Nerd Judge is going to be the name of that segment. And I want someone in the theme, in the vein of the mail sack theme, someone needs to make us a Nerd Judge bumper, something along the lines of like, Nerd Judge.
Or Move Hobbit.
No, like Nerd Judge, but, you know, low with some sound effects and like maybe a gavel banging sound.
Dude, just give me some.
Or chick banging
Let's
sound.
Give them something to work with.
Floppy shot sound. Well, I can give them a clean of me saying Nerd Judge. Well, they do all that themselves.
Well, they do all that themselves.
Here we go. Ready? Let's get a clean one. Nerd Judge! There we go. So cut that out. Do your magic with it. Add some gavel banging to it. And we'll have a Nerd Judge segment. Last time we ruled on...
No, but see, you know what you're missing?
God damn it, I can't even finish the fucking thing. Go ahead.
You're missing the All Rise.
Well, yeah, no, they can do that, though. All Rise, the Honorable Judge Nerd Judge presiding.
I just give him the auto clip to do
all
it.
Rise.
Mark that, motherfuckers.
All Rise, the Honorable Judge Nerd Judge presiding.
And now Daniel needs to add,
you may be seated.
Contribute to that.
You can say you may be seated.
You may be seated.
Okay, there we go. That's all you need. There's all your raw files. Yep, go for
there
it.
There it is.
Last Do you time, really rise with a floppy shot?
No, it's all flopped. All flopped. The Honorable Flop Judge Nudge Flop Dicks. So, last week we ruled on Death Star versus Borg Cube in so much that I thought one thing and the two of you were wrong. But if you do have a
Turns out we were right, though.
If you have a Nerd Judge debate that needs to be settled, 203-6-FANCY-B, call in. Or email podcast@hijinksandsue.com or Twitter, #HEPodcast. Three convenient ways to contact us. You know what else I want?
Or send a self...
No, the person that does this will get a prize. If someone makes us one of those jingles that's like, call 2036-FANCY-B, something, 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 doodly-dee, whatever.
Thank you, Jesus!
Whoever makes that, and I want like at least three-part harmonies... Lady voices, I want that. That person gets a prize.
Actually, it has to be a girl.
Yeah, it's
the only
be.
Person who can win is a girl.
Okay, or a guy that sounds like a lady, or a guy that has access to a lady.
What do you mean by access?
Like he gets his wife to record it or something.
All right. Or
but he's like, but I'm the one.
He has like a dungeon.
Yeah, or, right. he has. Yeah, you know, he's got a lady that can't leave, but wants to, and he makes her record podcast audio. You know how it is, how we do it. So,
Zeta General hit you with my floppy shot.
We had a kind of a Star Trek-y question. This one comes from Hobbsy. Can an infinite amount of people, this was posted to #HEPodcast on Twitter, can an infinite amount of people visit the same working holodeck? Or is its volume limited by real-world boundaries?
Oh my god, there's so much thought in that question. Dude, I don't really care.
I will say this, because I really, believe me, as much as I love Star Trek, I've thought about this.
All right.
Let's say a holodeck is 20 by 20, or more like 30 by 30, okay? Turn everything off, turn the power off, and the number of people that can fit in there shoulder to shoulder does not change.
That's true.
Let's say 300 people can fit in there, whatever. Right. You know, that's it. But the biggest problem with the holodeck is they would let people get, like, miles away from each other. And so you're supposed to believe there's, like, a treadmill under your feet, the walls are projections that are constantly changing, and then they're interacting with the 3D force fields and things moving around you, you know?
Right.
Right. So that creates your environment. Now, if I stand still and you just start walking, theoretically, you could walk for infinity until it ran out of program because here's what they say happens. At some point, the holodeck will put a closer wall to you.
And project an image of you walking away.
Yeah, that will separate you and the other guy.
Right.
So whereas he may only be like 10 feet away, there's a force field between you, and you see him walking away. The holodeck creates that image. He sees you getting further away, and then you're both walking.
At that point, you're probably both staying the same distance.
Yeah, you may never be more than 15 feet away from each other. The biggest problem with the holodeck is every time something goes wrong, there isn't like a circuit breaker on it. They can't just turn that fucker off.
But you bring up a good point. You have to have some space around you in order for the holodeck to work.
Yeah.
So you can't be shoulder to shoulder. That's
right.
Not possible.
Right. That would suck is what I'm saying.
So if the holodeck is 30 by 30, if we're using that guess.
They've had like 7 or 8 people in it at once doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's probably about it.
Well, I mean, I think every person probably needs a 10 by 10 square, right?
You got to be able to have at least your full arm's length around you at all times. So you got to have at least a 7-8 foot radius around you.
Yeah.
Look, here's the answer to the question. What they're trying to find out is how they can get illegals into the States.
What are you talking about?
If that's what you're asking, you can get 125 in a standard U-Haul. you should be fine once you're about 20 miles off the border. You should be good. It's right, clear. It's clear sailing from
shut
there.
Shut the fuck up.
I hope that answers your question.
Next question.
Thanks for calling in.
The answer is 6.
I'm not sure what this question means. This is from Hungry _ Pirate from HE Podcast on Twitter. Lasers, should they burn or should they slice?
They do both.
Yeah. Is this more of a laser sword lightsaber question?
Either way, they slice and cauterize every time.
Yeah. I think that's established.
Yeah.
Eli just moved the soundboard away from me, so I couldn't take command of it again.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we have the... Yeah. Wait, what was his...
Should lasers burn, or should they slice?
They...
Aren't they burning as they slice things?
Yep.
I mean, you can't really... It's not a force field. It's not cutting with a sharp edge. It's cutting with heat.
Right.
That question doesn't work. I'm sorry. This is from Pain290. Since you now have an HE phone line, have you thought about having a live call-in show? I guess we could.
Yeah, you could.
Because they don't have to know my real phone number if I switched Google Voice.
Sex line?
You bring up Gmail, that bitch rings.
Yeah.
You patch it right in.
Yeah.
You need
we
to.
We could.
Let's do that right now.
Okay, no.
Fuck
but
it.
We could
Y'all
do,
call right now.
We could do, we could plan a special episode with all call-ins where we talk to fancy bastards.
And you got
to
do it live. Mistake. Like on Ustream or something?
Yeah, fuck yeah. It, we'll do it live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe, sure.
So it'll
why
be
not?
Like a tech, like a sec, like that sex show with that one guy.
Dr. Drew.
Is that?
Love lines?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
We could do sex questions.
And it'll be just, we're basically, you and I are going to walk out and Josh is just going to basically.
How do you do a floppy shot?
Josh is going to field like all kinds of gay fantasy.
Look, you get as hard as you can, keep it that way for like 3 days, and then you smash it with a hammer so it goes down, but you're still kind of raging on the inside.
It's like silly putty. It shatters,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, then the first time somebody touches it, floppy shot. Eli, you don't actually read any comics right now, do you? You're too busy.
Right now,
you?
No, I'm out of the game.
So Ad Pasu wants to know comic recommendations for currently running titles, but I think we're out of the game.
No, right now I'm out.
Last week I recommended that old man Logan one shot. That was pretty awesome.
I don't know. I'd try Iron Man, but you might have to go back a ways to post.
That's super general.
Post Civil War.
That's super generalized.
Post Civil War. That was like a few years back.
Hmm.
Less than 10.
Let's see if we have any calls, because... Let's see. Okay, I got a call from former HE intern, or intern, James. But the call's like 45 minutes long, James. Buddy, when I have to scroll the Google transcription for like 4 pages, the call's too long. And then I don't think you actually asked an actual question. I think you asked one and then eated it, then answered it. You made me a question, but you eated it. So call back with a question that we can answer.
Please try again.
Unless I misunderstood that. But yes, thank you for all of your hard work over the summer. As I just made fun of you on the internet. I'm sorry.
Jackass.
Hey, do you still live in Austin? He should come to Austin Comic Con. If there's any chance I get this up before Friday, Saturday, and Sunday... is Austin Comic Con in Austin, Texas, and I'm going to be there with Randy from Something Positive, and we're going to try and do a joint reader meetup Saturday night. So if you listen to this before Saturday night, make sure you check hijinxandsue.com for the most recent update on that reader meetup. And this is our only real question.
Hey guys, it's Lock Cole. I just had a really, really quick geek argument that I have between myself and my best friend about The Walking Dead. He actually doesn't like the whole Shane Lori romance, the love triangle between them and Rick. I think it's absolutely fantastic and a lot better done than in the comic. And I just want to see. Yeah. So talk to you later. Bye.
I have no basis for how it was in the comics. I haven't read the comic. I can say that it's a good piece of drama, but it's definitely going to add some tension to the situation. I mean, she probably thinks her husband's dead.
You should probably stop hanging out with your friend. Is that the question?
Oh, the question was, is this
stop
guy
hanging
good,
out with my
is
friend
this guy a good friend for me to have?
He obviously doesn't know what he's saying.
So the answer is no.
The answer is
not
yeah,
a good friend.
Right.
Guy has
not a good
no
friend.
All right, sever
idea.
All ties immediately. So, that's pretty much the end of our show. Thank you. More stuff like this. This is what I'm talking about.
God damn it. I love it.
Yeah.
It's going to be in my head for days.
That's how you 69.
Other than the Eli theme song and the Josh theme song that Fancy Bastard Jeff Fardink made a long time ago, that's my favorite thing that somebody's made.
Yeah.
The Mail Sack theme is pretty close to that, too, but that's amazing.
That's
more stuff like that. Take more shit we said and then make shit. Thank you, please. That's all I really want.
Or just play that whole in the 69 Humpty Nose to tickle your ear over and over again.
Jesus Christ.
What happens in 69?
So we're going to, So we're going to end the show now, and we're going to do a post show. If you want to listen to the post show or the uncut show, which is clocking in at, let's take a look. Oh. Uh-oh.
Looks like you won't be paying for an extra show this week.
It may have actually run out of space.
Don't fuck up the editing on this one.
We might have lost the uncut. We'll see. We'll see what happens. There's definitely going to be a post show. So check out the post show at vault.hijinxandsue.com. To get there, of course, click on the donations button on the podcast.hijinxandsue.com website. Sign up for a donation subscription. We're trying to get to 300 by the end of the year. We're below 150 at this point. I think we're in the 120 range. I should add those up. And thank you to everyone that has. There have been a lot of new signups. We were at 80 when I started, so there's definitely been some excellent progress, and we appreciate that very much. Next week, let's talk about the prison comic that I'm definitely not going to draw and I'm very terrified of.
God, I really want to hear about this.
And hopefully Josh is going to be back. I don't really care, honestly. Does he? I mean, he doesn't contribute anything. He's not.
He adds a gay element.
He does add it. That's hot now.
I mean, Eli and that's I have right enough now. Gay in us that we can kind of know.
No.
We're just sword fighting over here.
No.
That gets boring after
it's
a while.
Double floppy shot wrestling. Yeah.
It's not really sword fighting. It's like cat of nine tails.
It's like a lashing. More of a lashing than a sword fight. And so, what can you send in? You can send in a 2036 Fancy B theme song. You can send in a Nerd Judge theme song, and you can also call us with your Nerd Judge arguments, and we will nerd judicate your Nerd Judge arguments. You can also, here's a couple more things you can call in with. I want to know, how do your parents think the internet works? And this can encompass tech support problems. This can encompass home tech support that you've been asked to do. How do your parents think the internet works, or what have you had to explain to your parents or friends or anyone else that's not tech savvy about technology and or the internet? Another thing I want to know, this is something I came up with, and I would love to hear your call-ins on this. I call it the point of Point Break, or the Point Break point. And this is the point in which a movie has asked you to suspend too much disbelief. You just simply cannot keep up with the thinness of the premise anymore.
What's like in the first 3 minutes of Point Break?
Which is why Point Break is the prime example. Almost immediately, you are asked to accept that both the bank robber and the FBI agent know the true identity of the other, yet continue in person to pretend that both don't know, even though they both know they know. The Point Break point. So what movies have had the Point Break point for you? And when?
Your balls are about this big.
What? Oh, it's Point Break. I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about floppy shots. So please, 2036 Fancy B, call in with those and share them with your Fancy Bastard community. In the meantime, thanks for listening. My name is Joel Watson, and for Eli Luna.
No.
And Daniel.
No.
Who isn't Josh.
Not Josh.
Godspeed, you Fancy Bastards, and we'll see you next time. Modern life is much too hard. No jetpack.